This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back an old guest, and I told you about this company back in August 21st, on 2017. At that time, the stock was trading just a tad bit under 4 cents. Since then, it's got up to 9 cents, and now it's trading at around 6.3. We're talking about no other than Index Corp. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol EDXC. And with us today to talk about his company is the CEO, Todd Davis. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Everett. Good to talk to you again.
You know, we've got a lot of new listeners since the last time you came on the show. So if you wouldn't mind, maybe give a little bit about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money.
Okay, we're Index Corporation. We've been a development company for the last several years, where we finally entered into the revenue stage in 2015 and slowly growing out. We have two primary divisions. One is our technology division that specializes in inventory control, safety, high shrink dispensing equipment for both the pharmacy market and the medical marijuana community. And then our second division is our health and nutraceutical division, where we specialize in hemp-related, hemp-derived products that ultimately become CBD products for health and nutrition. So those are the two areas we're making money, that we're growing, that we're investing in, and they both have tremendous prospects ahead of them.
Yeah, let me bring my listeners up to speed. You know, in 2016, your revenues were about $220,000. Then in 2017, you almost tripled that, went to $500,000. Now, already the first quarter of 2018, you're at $192,000 for the first quarter. Revenue growth is outstanding. What do you contribute the developments to the CBD division on this? What's the main growing factor of these revenues?
The main growing factor is the product works. So when you have a product that works, people buy it the first time, they buy it the second time, they expand. Our stores are constantly expanding and adding to their growth, as our products become a bigger part of their sales. Our online sales and our individual customer sales, it's like clockwork. Every single month they reorder the product without being prompted or without putting them on a permanent payment plan. They buy the product because it changes their life. So every single month that goes by, Everett, we get a compound growth rate on the previous 30 days, the previous 90 days, and it continues to grow and grow. This year, we're going to put a lot more investment into that growth cycle, and we're expecting some accelerated growth coming in towards halfway through the year.
You know, recently you put out a press release saying that you got a contract with Rob Hasty and Impulse Health. What is that all about?
Rob Hasty and Impulse Health, they're both, they work together, but they're also independent. They all have, all the employees and all the people involved with this, all have anywhere from 50 to 40 years of experience in the pharmacy retail space. So we're talking about, you know, if you look at Walgreens as the seed farm, they grow people and those people end up in other major pharmacies around the country growing their companies. And, you know, all of them together are really, they looked at our technology and they said, listen, this could change the pharmacy space. This could change the customer experience. It could reduce shrink, increase efficiencies. We love what you're doing and we like that you tested it. So after 6 months of due diligence and kind of hammering out where we wanted to go with this, they decided to both invest in the company, also take stock in the company in lieu of they will pay their own expenses. So we're, as a team, building out this pharmacy division and employing it into the pharmacy space in front of the counter, not back where the pharmacist is at, but out front where the customer comes up, wants to get a product, doesn't want to wait for somebody to walk up to a glass case or register at the pharmacy counter. to get that product and get in and out of the store as quickly as possible.
My guest today is Todd Davis. He is the CEO of Index Corp. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol EDXC. Take a look at them. I think they're still undervalued here around 6 or 3 cents. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the press release you talked about, the auto spence dispensing machine. When is that coming out, and what is that going to do for the bottom line for your company?
Well, it'll be coming out. We'll start to deploy machinery in the either late second quarter or in the third quarter. Our targets right now are to get into a couple primary pharmacy companies in either pilot programs or some testing phase programs this year. What that means, bottom line, is we have a base pricing of $2,000 a month per machine. We have multiple different ways to generate revenue off that, both other than our lease model. We can do advertising models on the screen. We can have products inside the machine, and we can even take a cut of sales within that machine. So as we emerge and go from there, we're trying to get each one of those units generating anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 a month on a revenue basis for Index. What that means to us is per 100 units in the field, that's $200,000 of cash flow per month.
And are you guys building the machines? Are they going to have your products in it? What's the model?
The initial model is to get it out there and get all the products you see in a glass case when you walk in a pharmacy. So razors, Sudafed, condoms, things that get stolen a lot that require a key to open it and let the customer get their product.
I see.
The second phase will be, and that's for preventing shrinkage. That's things where a store loses a lot of money because they get stolen a lot.
Absolutely.
The second phase is to put regulated products in there, like Sudafed. When you go to Walgreens or Walmart or any other store to buy Sudafed, you have to register in a national registry to be allowed to buy Sudafed. And that can take 15, 20 minutes at the counter and get that person to get that person just to get a box of medicine.
I did not know that.
So we want to move that to the machine so you can register and be fully registered. So every time you need that product, you just walk up to a machine and get it.
Wow. That's amazing.
The third is will call. When a pharmacy has repeat customers that are constantly refilling either on a weekly, monthly basis, the customer typically has to go there, get in line to get their product. If they register with the pharmacy, that person can then come in on their prescribed day or 2 days window, go in there, pick up their product from the machine, and leave. They don't have to stand in line if there's a long line. They don't have to sit at the drive-through. They can come in and get their product and get out of the store in a very fast fashion, typically less than 3 minutes.
I want to change gears here and ask you if maybe you might be able to give us some projections, targets for 2018. Also, talk about some maybe your international partnerships and distribution technology, expanding distribution across all different kinds of pipelines. Where are we at in that process?
Well, for 2018, we're nearly halfway done with our 2018. That'll be the end of March.
Right.
We're on a simple run rate of $1 million for the year. If any one of these distribution contracts come in that we're negotiating on the CBD side, as well as a couple small contracts on the pharmacy side with the dispensing machines, we could be somewhere between $2 and $5 million this year. Next year, it starts to accelerate. We start looking at an $8 to $12 million run rate. And then our ultimate target is get to $40 to $50 million spread out over three major product lines. The dog treat and the animal line of CBD products,
yep,
the human line of CBD products, and then also the auto spends.
So the last time you were on the show, we talked about the teas and we talked about the soft chew for dogs. Maybe bring my listeners a little bit up to the speed, if you would, about the two new products from Phyto Labs.
Okay, so our PhytoBites product line is they're soft chews with controlled dosing of CBD. These products were launched a year ago. We had fantastic sales. We've had fantastic response. We've gotten a lot of traction from some of the major distributors and some of the major retailers nationwide. We did the first year on our original formula. We're upgrading that formula after getting feedback from the veterinarian hospitals, rescue clinics, and pet stores around the country. We'll go into production on that particular run in March, and that will be complete. Once that's in place, now we're going to turn on the marketing spigot, as we call it.
Absolutely.
We're really going to go aggressively after the pet food industry and show them, you know, how CBD helps with cats and dogs, reducing the stress and anxiety, but more importantly, getting rid of pain and inflammation that causes chronic uncomfortable conditions for these animals. And then later on in the year, we're finishing testing right now on an equine product, a horse product, and we should be introducing that to the horse market and their owners towards the end of this calendar year.
Todd, we're running out of time, but in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to the listeners?
Yeah, I think the number one thing to recognize is CBD as a product has been being developed as an industry since 2014. It is the fastest growing industry in the United States right now. Even medical marijuana is not as fast growing as this market. This is a multi-billion dollar market. It has all the medical and therapeutic benefits of any medicine that's on the market today. And I think it's just going to become part of mainstream life over the next 3 to 5 years, and we intend to be a strong leader in that field.
Todd Davis is my guest today. He's the CEO of Index Corp. Take a look at their stock. It's trading around 6 cents. I feel it's still undervalued. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EDXC. Todd, thank you very much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
My pleasure, Everett. Everybody have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.